The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 18th of September, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I want to remind you about the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago. Two pieces of information. Prize, the government recording record, for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. There's a big prize pool to be shared by four winning students, one of the four districts participating, New Providence, Grand Bahama, San Salvador, and the rest of the Family Islands. Call the show, let the producer know you want to play the game, or let me know you're going to play the game. I'll transfer you back to the producer, and you give the producer your information. Well, today, there's been lots in the news over the last few weeks. Last week, a very big story, the Deputy Secretary of State, the United States of America, made a big announcement. We haven't really talked about it much. I referenced it, I think, last week, but today I have a cybersecurity expert in studio with me to talk about the implications of that policy statement for Bahamians. And of course, we're continuing our series from Pong to AI and the things, privacy and security in the 21st century Bahamas. And of course, joining us again today is Sega Thompson, a strategic information security leader with over a decade of proven experience in mitigating corporate risk across multiple sectors. Good morning, Ms. Thompson.
Good morning, Erin.
I wanted to start the show. I tell my producer, I know Eddie Minnis have a song about hacking. Eddie Minnis have a song about everything.
No, that part is true, but I would love to hear this song.
Like, sure, I hear a song about Granny, because I see Granny fly in, Granny be on the farm, Granny be everywhere. But Granny was hacking into they tuck shop money. I sure hear Eddie Minnis sing that song. I ain't quite sure where and when.
I didn't say ain't play it yet because you ain't find it. You gotta find us. Hey, go on Spotify.
I can find it.
Go on Spotify.
If I have to hack the heavens, I can find it. But I'm concerned, right? Because there's a proliferation of AI toys being used all over the interwebs. All of them I like and I'm terrified of at the same time. I marvel at the fullness of creativity that could be embraced, but I also am concerned about the way this impacts us and future generations, right? So two things. They have an AI app, I guess. I haven't used it. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it's called. But they make songs. So they'll take a contemporary song,
yes,
and they'll make like a 1940s bluegrass or 1960s rhythm and blues, like real deep guttural blues song. But yesterday I saw a version of the hip hop song Many Men by 50 Cent,
no,
done in like a Otis Redding style, right?
That's powerful.
It was powerful, which is problematic. Because in 30 years' time, Will the children know that that's AI? Will they know? Like, I looked at it, I knew right away it was AI. But in 30 years' time, will the children know that's AI? Because mind you, one children I related to this summer asked me what it was like in the early 1900s.
Let's go back. Back at the time.
So, I have expressed the same sentiment. I've said that children today, I think, is going to have it very interesting as they move forward to know what is real and what is not. When you look at a lot of videos out there, there's always like, is this real or fake news all over again? But some of it is cool. Like, you must say, like, I have seen quite a few of AI songs. And if you don't know the artist or know the song, or actually someone, the content creator says that, hey, this is AI generated, because they be making all type of new music right now, you really don't know, because there's a lot of artists you don't know. I found myself looking up something the other day. So just this week, actually, I can't even remember what it was. And it was like, then I looked in the credits and it says AI generated. And I was like, man, this is wild.
Yeah. There's a musician, Lucia Brogan, African-American, early 1900s, jazz. So she would have been Joseph Spence kind of stylish, but different content, because all of her songs are rude, like Clarence Carter, raunchy, like Clarence Carter. And I'm now stuck. Like, I don't have 4 hours to do a deep dive and determine whether this artist and the whole history has been AI generated by mischievous people, or if this artist has been hidden from us for over 100 years, because we don't need to hear people who look like our Grammys singing music like that.
Like, yeah, I've seen it in the last couple months. There's quite a lot of music that come out allegedly from the 1950s from various people that has been raw.
Yeah. And in most cases, they're AI generated.
So it is. And like I said, this is something we're going to be up against, because who's going to do the research? Someone out there, you may have a full-time job just debunking AI music.
Right. So here's an article that posted yesterday on Guardian's online platform, right? Pinder, expert committee to help create AI country policy. The government is in the process of, quote, seating an expert policy committee to prepare a comprehensive artificial intelligence country policy. AG Ryan Pinder confirmed today, that was yesterday, speaking at the Nassau conference hosted by the Association of International Banks and Trust Companies, about the financial services industry. Pinder said AI can provide tremendous benefits for the industry or pose significant threats. And that's essentially it. The Bahamas is in the process of seating an expert policy committee that will be tasked with preparing a comprehensive AI country policy. This AI policy document will incorporate a true SWOT analysis of utilizing AI in all elements of our country. Do we need, as a country, a law that requires all content creators generating content in country and all AI content coming into the country through internet channels to have a AI label on it? So, like, and how you would enforce that is if I am found to be knowingly sharing an AI-generated document or content and purporting it to be true. So I am intentionally
misleading. All right, so let's go back a couple steps. Mm-hmm. One, AG, I am ready and available to join this committee.
All right.
Because I think we need more than lawyers on that. Two, having a governance framework is for any country. The EU has adopted one a few months back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the U.S. has started this as well. What it basically says is what can be used, how it can be used, and it gives categorization so that people are firm in understanding what is critical, how it can impact different sectors, everybody, whether it's private sector, public sector, students, because some of these people do some things and they think it's just fun, it's just a game, not understanding the detriment and how it could ripple through our effects. Think about it, if someone was to go and create a deep fake using AI, because there are apps where you can, I can go and create a video and make it seem like you said some things that you've never done.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that in a time of crisis, we're in the middle of hurricane season. Picture someone going on and using someone influential, the prime minister or something, and saying something to the effect that, hey, something detrimental has happened or something is about to happen, the amount of panic it can cause.
Generate, yeah.
You know, people are still suffering from PTSD from Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the type of things that are readily available at our fingertips.
Yeah.
Like, you won't have to go a deep dive. All you have to do is actually upload a current video of something he says, which is out there, and basically tell the AI what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
And that's it. Easy, eh? 5 minutes later, you have something.
Now, I want to kind of like, I've been all night trying to figure out how do I give examples without giving people ideas, right? However, let me reference a couple of articles that have been posted over the short term in reference to regulating a country policy, regulations in other jurisdictions. The Nassau Guardian posted an essay, I guess, an op-ed, 21st of July, 2025, this year,
okay,
regulating AI in the Bahamas governance. And that article assesses some other jurisdictions and how they do it. It's just a good read for the listeners. And then a second article by our editor here, National AI Strategy, in the works, wrong article. I'm going to get there right now. Age of AI, Opportunities and Risks for the Bahamas. That was written by Mr. Cartwright here. It's another very interesting article. And I have a list of articles here from the local media. If Bahamians read, they could get a sense of the movement that's taking place in this sector and some of the agencies that are directly connected to the sector. The first article I mentioned with Mr. Pinder, the Attorney General, he was speaking to bankers. He was speaking to the financial sector. And we notice a priority issue for them to approach, to create legislation, to figure out how they're going to regulate the local industry juxtaposed to the global regulation that exists. But there are also, like you said, many, many sectors that this is going to impact. Healthcare in terms of the way that it can enhance and improve services, the technology that's now available for patient care. One of my bigger focuses is education, right? Is the Ministry of Education prepared for the impact of AI on teaching and learning?
I definitely cannot respond to that.
No, I know.
I am not an agent of the Ministry of Education.
No, absolutely. And my thing is, does the ministry have tools available for teachers to detect AI in students' work?
I will tell you that there are readily available tools to verify if AI is used. Just when the college can remember doing those essays and then they run it through the plagiarism checker, there is something similar for AI.
All right. Okay. For teachers. And so for the impact on students, not necessarily Ministry of Education, but for young people now, and the benefits and the dangers of AI. I wanted to talk about some internet etiquette, right? In the face of a recent policy statement by the United States of America, the Deputy Secretary of State, in response to commentary surrounding the Charlie Kirk killing, posted a very strong statement indicating that essentially, any foreigner in the U.S. who is disparaging his death, speaking ill towards him, promoting violence, is at risk of having their status revoked in the U.S., right? And so, as a frequent traveler, I am already, I was like, oh, I'm used to that. When I apply to renew my visa, they ask me for my social media accounts. I've not had it done of me, but I've seen people, I've observed people being asked for their phone. for the border control agents to take a look at. And so I thought, how many people think about what private means when they're on their social media platforms?
As a cybersecurity person, I will tell you that there is a lot of loose information that is provided via social media mm-hmm. that is also then used in social engineering attacks.
Okay, now when you say social engineering.
So what that means is, as humans, we are conditioned to run off emotional responses. That's one of the reasons why we post dogs, our pets, our kids, our anniversaries, our loved ones, things that's happening with our loves. It's all about the emotional connection that we're attempting to get. So what a malicious actor will do is they will score your social media accounts. One, they know when you're traveling. So it's a good time for people to now break into your house because you've already posted about your trip.
All you can do is post a suitcase. A travel carry-on bag. I know you're traveling.
And then a lot of people tend to post pictures throughout their house. So now I know the things that you have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you don't realize that you're taking pictures of objects in your house, but I am able to observe where the security cameras are posted.
Yes, the things in the background. I see your 72-inch TV.
The type of lock you have on that back door.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Whether you have any of the additional security locks, all type of stuff like that. So that's one. You also tend to inadvertently tell people where you live,
mm-hmm.
where you work. Some of that information is now used to try to figure out what your password is.
Mm-hmm. The game. There's a game. It's just the most lovely game. You think about Grammys in, you know, they in between school drop off errands and school pickup, and they just on their phone playing, talking with each other, and they send the game, and the game is like, you know, what was your first dog's name?
Yes, which is also a well known security question.
Right, and so I watched people like 10 years ago. There was a proliferation of those on Facebook, and I'm saying to people, this is a scam. You got to say it quietly, because with Bahamians, if you tell them this is a scam, they're going to be like, no, I invested in this initially. So you have to be subversive, but they just be giving out all their personal information.
There was a video I watched a few years back. It was a street interview. And the person had gone out just asking random questions like, hey, what school did you go to? When did you graduate? Oh, this looks nice on you. Is red your favorite color? Things mm-hmm. like that. And then I'll just walking up to you. What was the name of, did you have a pet growing up? What was its name?
Yeah.
And they showed how they were able to collect this random information about somebody and kind of sort of trick them into giving up their password.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now somebody may say, but listen, I'm on the street. These are random people. They don't know my name. Me giving this information means nothing. But that same random person has a partner in crime, and they walk in by you with the RFID reader,
yes.
with the chip reader, right? So they're pulling the information off your card, and you're giving them the information they need to match that to get access to your financial accounts.
This is so true at times. This is so true at times. And then for quite a few years now, employers have been known to actually check your social media handles to determine whether or not they should hire you, to see what your persona is. And it's been a lot of outrage over it because people are like, but this is my social media, this is my personal account, this is what I'm doing in my downtown. But employers want to kind of know if you're going to be that person, if you're going to be a Karen, are you going to be racist, are you going to be someone who is bad mouths everybody, stuff mm-hmm. like that. These are the type of things that turn off, and they kind of want to know this ahead of time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty similar to what the U.S. government is doing. Do we agree with it? No, but you know, there's a saying that say when in Rome.
Right. And for me, I think it's important for people to understand the social media platform. Like, you got an account, you set it to private, but don't let that privacy setting convince you that you own the account. And because you don't own the account, you can't control what the person who owns the account does with it.
It isn't even about that. another thing is, if someone could ever think, because they always say women are the best investigators, and I, my disclaimer is I've never done this, but I've known of situations where this happened. Mm-hmm. You were in a relationship, you're no longer in a relationship, and you want to see who the new woman is. Mm-hmm. And so you find a friend of a friend of a friend, or you create another account mm-hmm. to look like.
That's why I can't look at my own Bodelco phone records now. Yeah, I understand, yes.
So it's like you may think it's private, but it's still what when you search what is coming up on the deep web. And mm-hmm. your private searches, I mean, the things you will put on your account private, but if you have the right tools, you could still find some things.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nothing is ever private. And once you put it on the internet...
Once it's on the internet, it's out there.
It's out there.
It's basically public.
Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then I want to ask you about some AI scams that people should be aware of. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Boy, boy known as a better investigation. You know who could investigate better than the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
A jealous woman.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Bin Laden had a jealous sweetheart. He'd been found in AL Street. Flat.
Yeah, don't take no time at all.
Oh, no.
Don't need 48.
Bin Laden would have been found with a jealous sweetheart. That's right.
Actually, yes, sir.
Whenever you have my account is get hacked, like basically every 2 months, basically,
mm-hmm.
or even probably every month of online shopping. So I'm advising everyone, right? Whenever you shop online, because I'm trust me, I shop online, eBay, Amazon, Walmart. I buy cookies on Walmart. One cookie a pack to the courier company. I guess this man, you ever eat them Oreo tin?
I need to find you some children to adopt.
Oh, yeah, but my point is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Always have a separate bank account and a separate card,
mm-hmm.
which you swap online with, and your savings account.
I got you,
and
yeah.
What you do is just top up, say, about $100 to $200 marks on that account. Bear in mind, just in case you get hacked, the most people thief
is $200.
You know, they don't steal them or they thief.
Yeah.
The most they thief is $200.
I got you.
Well, without $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 on your account, you use that to shop online, next you know your money gone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, absolutely. You want to separate your online or more volatile purchases from your cards that have your basic, your necessities, your mortgage, your bills.
They call it as your savings account versus your transactional account.
Okay, all right. A little closer to the mic. There we go. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, good morning, and good morning to your guests in the studio. Totally enjoying this conversation, and I want to agree with the previous caller because that is the practice that I basically do. I have my regular card for my savings, another card probably for my other major expenses, but anytime it comes down to doing the little trivial stuff or purchasing online, it's always that card where you keep X amount. And you could reload that card depending upon the level of purchases that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is that opportunity that if that card gets hacked, because it happened to me, of course, several times as well, where money just went missing. And, you know, the hassle you have to go through to verify and to prove to get your money back sometimes isn't even worth it. But what I've done is, because I'm heavy into securities and stuff, out there on the market now, I heard the caller before that caller talked about people, or maybe it was you and your guest, talk about the art of skimming the information on your card, whether that person is standing close to you or whatever. But there are wallets out there called RFID protective wallets, where you put your cards into that wallet. It's a physical wallet. It's coded and added with the technology where persons cannot come with a scanner and just scan your pocket to get your information. That those stuff is out there. It's just a matter of you purchasing and take every single last credit card, even down to your driver's license, and just stick it inside there, and it tends to protect your cards from scammers and skimmers, as I call them. You know, to protect your information. But that's all I wanted to offer today. Continue this great work. Education is key. And I thank you for that. Thank you, and have a great day.
Absolutely. I want to thank you as well for the nuance that you added there, scammers versus skimmers, right? Because I wasn't ready to be a whole scammer, but I could skim a couple off the top because some of y'all, uncle, I just saying, you order one pack of cookie a time? Adopt me. Isaac Churin, adopt me. Let me help you spend your money sensibly. I'll go and adopt another child. I promise you, I'll go and adopt another child, and then you adopt the two of us, and then we could be living good together. And dear Bahamians, let's use our powers for good and not for evil. Because while he was talking, Johnny Cake song, Wig Boyfriend, right? She know her man have a girlfriend, but she got a wig boyfriend. The wig boyfriend know exactly what she need when she need it. He well on his way to being a scammer. Lots of us are well on our way to being scammers, being able to read people. But it's important for people to understand sometimes how easily read they are and how much information they are giving out without knowing that they are actually sharing information that's valuable to other people with nefarious purposes, right? Like, our music speaks to the lives that we live in, you know. The producer could find that Eddie Minnis song for me. Producer, Eddie Minnis have a song with Granny. She was hacking the little boy them lunch money. You ain't hear that, eh? I need to hear that. We got hackers all over the place. So, scams. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most important ones for Bahamians to be aware of is AI romance scams and catfishing. And how people are using AI now to make their catfishing and romance scams more effective.
So the first thing about any scam is it is designed to play upon your emotional heartstrings. Mm-hmm. I think back on everybody will always remember the Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
So either you can feel sorry or you can be feeling greedy. The person who can come along and say, I got $50 million. And I'm willing to give you a cut, but I can't get it out of the bank because of this economic hardship in the middle of war. Mm-hmm. So I just need to send this to you, and you can get a cut. And like that.
My Grammy said, I got money. I just need a little loan right now. So you can't catch me with that scam. I know that scam already.
And then it's the one when we pretend... And this is how AI, one of the scams that AI has been able to take up a notch. When you pretend to be someone's boss, your boss is away and saying that, hey, he just got robbed. He needs you to send all this money back over. Mm-hmm. And now you can't reach the person for whatever reason, or you didn't think to verify and you just scared of your job and the urgency. And so you just send it.
Yeah.
Another way scam that was used is... Because AI is now used for to help develop deep fakes, is when they pretend to kidnap someone in a hostage situation for you to pay and tell you, hey, you can't call anybody to verify. It was one of those scams where they tell you, be careful how you label people in your phones.
Mm-hmm. Right, because if you put mom, you put loved one, they know right away
this is a
target. Yeah.
Yes. And then there's so many other ones. It's like, okay, like you said, we now romancing. You don't know who you're talking to on the other side now because they're just stealing pictures offline. They're creating whole videos now.
Right, they're doing the boomerangs and the deep fakes. And so you think that you are interacting, or this is a live video, mm-hmm. but they've taken a still image of somebody from the internet, and now you think you're interacting with a real person.
Mm-hmm. And it could be anyone. It don't even have to be any way remotely to what you're expecting, so.
Mm-hmm. Case in point, Unknown Number? The documentary on Netflix.
Oh, that was wild.
Where the mother was catfishing her own, harassing her own
daughter.
Not catfishing, but harassing her own daughter.
Yes.
Be somebody very close to you. Doing these things as well. So the first rule I have for the romance scam, the telephone, the kidnap scam, the I'm stranded, I need financial help scam, call the person. Call the person right away and see if they actually went on a trip.
And hopefully they ain't like my mama who just never answer phone. Yeah. You know you were last.
Yeah. No, I know. Dear older Bahamians, let me see. October is Older Persons Month. It's coming up. I give y'all a, I don't want y'all to say I rushing you, right? Y'all have to answer your phones.
You know.
Okay? Like first of all, you didn't grow up with phone. Even I didn't grow up. I'm 49. I didn't grow up with phone. So don't give me that. You don't know nothing about phone. But now that you are 70, well, you 65, 70, 75, 80, answer your phone. Label all, first of all, label the people in the phone with a label you will remember.
So you know. To say that the names, that there's no names to the numbers, is what you're saying, Eric?
Well, sometimes, right? But what I need you to do is to remember, I have to take this call. There's people you don't want to talk to. I mean, Sally know you owe this $100 for 17 years now. She know you ain't never paying her back. You don't need to answer a call. But if you're chewing calling you, pick up the phone.
Please.
They trying to make sure you okay.
They don't know if they got to drive to you to make sure you okay.
Sweet babies. Anyway, but in particular for older people, people who are prone to loneliness, right, because of their circumstances, they are susceptible to romance scams and emotional scams, right? And it's big deal in the U.S. I think in 2023, something in the billions was lost through romance scams.
Yeah, romance scams been going around for years. I don't know if anyone remembers. There was this woman, at least one woman, who was allegedly married to Tyler Perry, even though she had never seen him in person, but she was sending him money.
Yeah. Just speak directly into the mic. Yeah.
So.
Dear audience, because I'm whispering because I don't want to give anybody a. I don't want to give anybody, like, they say, man, I hear Aaron Green talk about that on the radio. I was going to try it out. So we whispering some of it. Okay, go on.
Hey, you don't need to use Tinder. You could just go find one of them other people online. But yeah, so she was allegedly married to Tyler Perry, and she had this whole. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much closer they want me to get to this mic.
That's a day ago. We good.
So she said for must be like 5 years, she'd never met him though. She'd never seen him in person. I'm still not sure how this marriage worked.
See, I'm susceptible to that too, right? Because I really don't need you to be here. I get, as you get older, I could love you from afar.
Eh?
Yes, and that's why we are susceptible to these things, right? Because we're looking for companionship. We're looking for someone to be present. And somebody is present. It's just not the person who you think it is.
And you're just helping them out because it doesn't start right away with romance scams, but they asking for money. A lot of times they're always helpful. They're always there. And so when something happens, you know, maybe a tragedy in their lives, someone died, and all of a sudden they don't have money to assist with the burial, or they just got laid off and they're just tragically looking for an apartment or something, you just, you know, this person always been a listener and you just trying to help them out. Doesn't even have to be a romantic partner. They just been your friend.
Right. Except, no, they have a job.
You are the job.
Yeah.
You are the job.
And people are left devastated. The financial loss is one thing, but the emotional and psychological impact can be devastating for people. Listen, we go into a break. When we get back from the break, I want to focus on a local issue, something that arose, that was brought to our attention through the local media, the risks and potential dangers of using AI or using AI improperly. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Joining us today is cybersecurity expert Sega Thompson. We'll be right back.
Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon or join me, Trishawn Hannah, at my book signing Saturday, September 20th at 2 p.m. We'll be at Template located on Jerome Avenue. This event is sponsored by CT Management, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends, Big Party World, and Job 3314 Dreamer. Let's guard the destiny in our children's dreams together.
Get ready to swing for a cause. The 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, brought to you by Cleft of the Rock Foundation in proud partnership with the Bahamar Foundation. Join us on Sunday, October 5th at the world-class Royal Blue Golf Course at Bahamar in Nassau, the Bahamas, for a day of championship golf, community, and impact. This isn't just another tournament. It's a chance to change lives. Every putt, every drive, every swing supports programs like Parenting on Purpose and Disciplines for Life, empowering families across the Bahamas with education, awareness, and hope. Don't miss this unforgettable event, the 4th Annual Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, October 5th. To register or learn more, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on 6.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing beats a Chikchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chikchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chikchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chikchanichallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Why? Tell me why. Some people never satisfy. Let's see why.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock. You correct, Miss Thompson, song about Granny hacking her grandchildren lunch money. But this is what they sang to Granny after she hacked the lunch tin. Say, why, Granny? Why some people never satisfy? They wouldn't tell that to Granny director. Why some people never satisfy Granny? And she counting they tuck shop monies on her phone. I got a couple of texts here, and then we're going to finish off on the scams. It says, hi, Aaron, 90% of the world's scams originates from West Africa. Are you sure? With Nigeria leading the way. I don't know how these people just get my phone number to WhatsApp and SMS me. Listen, first of all, if I were a hacker, the first thing I could do is pretend to be Nigerian. Because y'all are looking like you wanted me to be Nigerian so I could pretend to be Nigerian. The second thing is this. No. The first scammer was Adam. Okay?
Let me hear this.
That should be obvious.
I really need to hear this.
Who woke up first? Adam woke up first. And then he woke up and he said, look here, I know you're new here, but in case nobody told you, they made you from me, okay? So just fall in line. He's the first scammer. Okay, here's another text. Why would a rich man like Tyler Perry need someone to send him money?
Look here, I never understood the logic behind it, but you know, there's also because a woman in the UK, so I can't.
Yeah, there are people who have addictions to objects.
Yeah.
Right? And this is similar. Like, it's very similar. But I could understand Tyler Perry not having any money.
You mean? I mean, there was a time that he admitted himself that he was down and out. But when this happened, I think he was up and coming. So I did not understand the logic. But apparently whatever was said was believable enough that she was still doing things. Maybe he said, mm-hmm. you know, baby, I read out here, you know, trying to... to do bust it, you know, to yeah. make things happen
for black people and for us, yes,
so that we could be together. And as soon as I finish this project, but you know, somewhere mid project, we run out of money, and I just trying to get this next couple thousand to do it. I only need 5 more thousand, and you know, yeah. and she was there holding her mind down. I have no idea.
I just anyway, thank God for Corinne Mitchell because she don't want none of her grandchildren to be scammers. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, it sounded like it got cut off. Yeah, you know, I got a little joke here. The best way to conquer this problem is on the mark of the beast is that everybody turn up their cell phones and just buy a bubble up.
Nokia.
That's the only way because they went up. Remember now, I was following this for a while. So from around about 2000 or so, we was hearing the narrative that dollar is the new oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. And so there's a reason for the inventions and there's the intentions behind the inventions. And so when you look at the history of Silicon Valley, Technocracy Incorporated started at the basement of Columbia University, etc., by Marcy and Scott and M. King Hubbard. You go into the history of these things. Now, AI and all of these technologies are being for crime fighting, advancement of healthcare, etc., etc. But when you look at it in retrospect, whether you smoke a joint or you meditate or whatever you have read on, you will realize that the technological armamentario of the day is a despot's paradise. And that's just the way it is. But she said something very important, socially engineering. So that's what they're doing incrementally. And so they're smart, but they're not smarter than everybody because the term smartphone actually induces you to buy a phone. You just say you're smart. And so there's an intention behind it. It's all about panopticism. One word can describe it all. It's about control, et cetera, et cetera. It has its pros, it has its cons, but it's also good to enlighten the public. And so I like how she's talking about the cybersecurity thing there, but I see people sending texts to my phone, but fortunately for me, I don't have an account to the banks that they said that my account is being... whatever actions are taking place on it and give them a call. But I was the Commonwealth. It wasn't to the banks that they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jeff disclosed something that I already known, but we have to educate the public, and so we wouldn't be over ecstatic. Because I look at the young, you know, I'm 61, and I have young children, and I see the kidnapping of them, whereby if you don't control what they do, they get up in the morning, the first thing in their hand is a laptop or a phone. And, you know, God, they say, God ain't never gone up, but they say he's coming soon. But what I'm saying is, it's a danger for humanity. It's for the way it is. I'll let, like, for your guest to comment on the recent, the young gentleman from the States who was having a conversation with AI and whatever, and he committed suicide. Just comment on that. Because everything is smart, but everybody on planet is not smart. It's an intention behind it. It's not going to save humanity, but, you know, it's really... The legislation is not keeping up with the technological advancement. And so if that is the new oil, why is our country not taking advantage of it? I like the FMC on this data, sovereignty, data, whatever it is.
Well, that's all you had to say, 52. We can't take advantage of it. We can't keep the power on. Let's see. Okay. In our next conversation, the intersection of AI, ethics, security, and privacy, right? But before we get to that next show... we want to talk about AI phishing scams. We want to respond to this. How much energy is required to run an AI? I don't know.
Like very little.
Yeah?
Very little.
Compared to crypto, because they say crypto takes tons of
energy. Oh, you mean that type of energy?
Yeah.
It all depends on the tool you're using because they're not all equal.
Okay.
Just remember, it all depends on what the tool is meant to be doing.
Right.
Crypto is mined. AI works a little. AI is now embedded into tools. Crypto isn't generally embedded. Crypto is more like a standalone.
I get you.
So, yeah, it's kind of like apples and oranges on the energy side.
But what I will say is, going back to the phishing scams, is the effort it takes. Before, people had to kind of do some things from scratch. You know, you had to write out what you're going to say. You had to think of how you're going to pull on people's heartstrings. With AI, there's a lot of tools that come with templates, and you just kind of like fill in the blanks. And old school traditional, when we tell people about phishing scams, we used to say, beware of the typos and the grammatical errors and stuff like that. AI can fact check that and spell check that for you, because now they want that to go through. That the whole goal on that is the AI tool is not going to tell you, you know, the best way to send that to make sure it passes the spam filters. You know, so people need to be more aware of that. You need to start hovering over your links when you see it in emails and stuff, especially if it's coming to your mobile phone. And another thing, if you can, especially when it comes to banking stuff, even if I get an email from my bank, I will never
respond to the email.
I won't say I won't respond to it, but I will never click a link in that. Okay. I will always go directly in my account and see, because your account should have notifications within
as itself. Well.
And then if there's nothing, I can call my rep.
All right. So if I get an email from my bank, either call the bank and ask if they sent it, or go into my online account, because there should be the commensurate, right? There should be the same notification posted to me directly in my account.
Yes. If there is something wrong with your account, you should be able to go in your account and see. If they tell you that, hey, you need to change your password, which banks normally tell you, hey, we will never ask you to do this through an email. But if perchance you see one coming, you will know that, no, I'm not clicking through here. I'm going to just go in the actual application itself on the actual site and change it from there.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I was just thinking, my bank, are you going to tell the hacker, could you extract money from my account online? Because I can. If you could figure it out how to do it, tell me so I could do it myself. But that's what I say to my scammers.
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks that people have used over here. There's the your computer is dirty, this number here, or download this so that we can clean your computer. And then they download a key logger or some spyware on it, so they're now able to see what you're doing.
Yeah, and everything.
And get your password. Yeah. So
if you get a message like that, look here, and you don't know what to do, go to a reputable computer store. Take your device to a reputable computer store and tell them what you see. And tell them, advise you what to do next.
Also, if you have antivirus or anti-malware software installed on your computer, I would always tell people, hey, run that. Do a full scan on your device. Because most likely it's just some type of eyeware or pop just popping up, and it will clean it out for you.
Okay. All right. And how regularly should I be doing that on my device?
When you set it up, you should always have daily scans going on.
Okay, a daily scan.
But the daily scans tend to be more quick. A full scan will give you a more deep dive and go all the way in.
All right. Okay.
But if you go and you do the scan after that and you still don't see anything pop up, I would say definitely reach out to one of the local companies to do a clean sweep for you.
All right. I got a couple more texts here before we go. My advice is to not store any of your cards on Amazon or eBay, etc. So don't store your card information on these sites.
Generally, when I can get away with not doing it, I don't. But quite a few sites will not let you not store at least one card.
All right.
And if I remember, Amazon is one of those sites.
All right. So then get a card dedicated to
online. You should have a card that is there for online transactions, that you keep a minimal amount that, hey, if you lose it, you won't die.
All right. Carla, I'm so sorry. The music is playing, which means we are almost out of time. I just got a couple of texts here. Good morning. Such an important topic. My email was hacked once after using public Wi-Fi. Since then, I've been hypervigilant about scams and staying safe online. However, our laws still lag behind with data protection. When a merchant gets hacked and customers get notified, the credit card company never identifies the merchant. All they say is, we caught it before, they thief your money. Come get a new card. But who has my personal information and how much of it? Customers never know. Another text, hey, Aaron, all you have to do is check the area code number, and it's a Nigeria area. As we need AI to help solve the nuclear waste and industrial waste, sometimes emails go to junk, to which I hardly check. Okay, so The text is basically saying, okay. Yeah, we need AI to solve big problems.
The first one, you need VPN. If you're going on public Wi-Fi, use VPN.
Okay.
That'll help you out a bit.
So,
for the second one, I didn't forget what they were saying. That was a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot there. Don't worry about that. Somebody said, use PayPal. I wish I had a pal who would pay. Women. You know what one of them is? Anyway, Ms. Thompson, I got to have you back for part 3 of this series. But now that the government has installed Wi-Fi in parks, and they say we're going to have Wi-Fi on jitneys, and they have been piloting Wi-Fi downtown, next time you come, let's talk about tips for using
public
Wi-Fi. Because I cheap. If you telling me the Wi-Fi free, I want it. But then I realize all kinds of things come in free packages.
Yes.
Ms. Thompson, thank you very much. Let the people know how to contact you if they have more questions.
Well, you can visit my website, www.gscltd.tech. You can also find me on LinkedIn, Sega Thompson. That's Sega with a T in front.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always happy to be a guest on your show. Thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Text her.
557-2598.
There you go. Some of this is, like I ended with this text, some of the biggest scammers are women with these dates.
Oh, the person with Nigeria.
Yeah.
You can buy an eSIM online from any region.
Fake it just like that.
Pretty much.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes y'all men don't see yourselves as the prize, you know. Some of y'all are prizes, you know. Y'all are real prizes, even with the surprises within. Hey, but if I was looking, I would have had to scam. Some of y'all I would scam for, you know. I tell you, Auntie, look here. Just step aside. I got a plan. I want to make some cherry poop. You guys have a great day, and don't get scammed out there.
Not skim.
Not your heart or your wallet, all right? Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on Guardian Talk Radio and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.